welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, I'm Sam Hawkins. I'm from Chelmsford, Essex, and I'm on the designer course.
What's your story, Sam? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life?
Well, starting from the beginning, I used to do a lot of BMXing back in my original hometown of Dagenham. There's a big group of us that used to do it. We used to go around just streets of Dagenham, Romford, originally just around Essex at first, and doing street BMXing. Eventually, we just started getting around into the UK, and it was really good fun. And after that, I moved to Chelmsford, where I am now, where I took did a bit of college for a year doing engineering. And after that, I took a real passion for music, kind of relit it from school. Music has always been a passion of mine. And I played drums for a rock band for about 2-3 years. And then I found this course, and I've been doing this ever since.
So you're also the main level designer for Derp Studios. Had you done much level design before that?
Prior to the game jam that we had last year, no. none at all, and it's just kind of just taken to it really well. It's just kind of it's like finding my calling.
Yeah, so do you think that's what you're going to go on to in the industry itself? You want to aim for more level design stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, do you think that stems from when you were doing engineering at college?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, when I was doing engineering at college, it was drummed into me that everything I made was 100% perfect, and you know, I loved the feeling of actually building something, getting my hands actually into it, kind of thing. I've always had a passion, you know. I always admire the way levels have always been played out in front of me, how they've been designed, you know, and all the engineering and design that's gone behind it. I find it's fascinating.
So, out of all the things that you've done with the BMXing and everything like that, what do you think's the most dramatic or exciting thing you've done through your life?
Being in the band prior, obviously, I want to say the gadget show that I was in beginning of this year. That was pretty much the pinnacle of what I've been doing so far. Before that, was being in the band. I mean, at one point, we actually got signed for a little bit.
And so how's Dire Consequences doing on the iOS store now?
I think it's doing okay. I think it's doing. It's been received quite well. We actually do have a patch coming out for it very soon to add new levels. There's also a lot of people are beginning some really, really good feedback, some really good creative criticism that we can take from and build on it.
Yeah, so are you happy with the game then, how it's all turned out?
I am, yeah. I am in some... yeah, I am. It's been really good fun working for it. Also, stressful at the same time, as most projects probably will be.
So, how does it feel to be published?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Yeah, do you think it'll open up your gaming prospects and your prospects for your career and everything?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, when you look at applying for a job in the industry, a lot of people want designers or programmers, whatever. They want them to have experience. With this behind my belt, it's going to be a lot more easier if I do venture out to look at other studios.
What's your big game plan for the future, Sam?
For the time being, I'm just concentrating on getting the course done. A lot of portfolio work I need to do, and I've got a lot of coursework to do. Other than that, I'm going to be working for Derp Studios for a lot longer. I get as many games under my belt as I can and really try and establish ourselves as a company as well. I mean, if we can do that and be really successful, then I just take it from there, really. I mean, I may venture off into a much bigger studio, but at the moment, I'll stay with Derp.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for today, Sam, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time, Mark. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye.
For more information, www.tradetogame.com.